I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's winter weather. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Well, if you're a skier, you're loving this. Looking at the snow totals from Brighton Ski Resort of Big Cottonwood Canyon, 17 inches in the last 24 hours. Not to be outdone, but certainly mirrored by Snowbird, one canyon over up Little Cottonwood Canyon, also reporting 17 inches of fresh powder in the last 24.
Yeah, I was just watching some video from Alta Ski Resort, skiing through that 17 inches, that fluffy, beautiful powder. It makes me not want to work the rest of the day. I'm going to be honest.
Allison Palmentier, Ski Utah Director of Communications. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is great news for the slopes. The resort's got to be loving this, and the skiers probably loving it even more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just watching footage as well, and it looks like everyone's out there having a great time, and we want to see snow.
It seems really light and fluffy. It's not the heavy stuff that we sometimes get early in the season.
Yeah, it does seem really light and fluffy with a lower moisture content, which is great. You know, it's that famous Utah powder.
It shows on the Brighton Ski Resort website, Allison, that year to date, Brighton has received 131 inches of snow. That sounds awesome to me, but you're the expert. Is that good?
That is great. We are definitely ahead of schedule as far as snow. So it's definitely shaping up to be a super snowy season. And we saw, you know, a ton of the resorts opening early, which was great to see. And even more have announced even earlier opening dates as well. Deer Valley opened today. So it's a really exciting time for us.
It looks like we're getting a lot of snow in those Cottonwood Canyons. What's it look like up north around Snow Basin and Powder Mountain? What's open in the northern part?
Snow Basin has been open, as well as Nordic Valley opened and will be reopening December 2nd, I believe. Powder Mountain opens this week as well, so really excited to see everything. And down south, even Eagle Point has moved up their opening date. So it's snowy all across Utah, which we love to see.
Yeah, this has been a phenomenal amount of snow, at least from my vantage point down here in the valley. I haven't been up to the ski resorts yet, but Allison, everything's like, all the roads are open to the resorts today. If somebody wants to take an afternoon off, or like Dave, my co-host here, wants to head up to the resorts, everything's good to go? No restrictions?
As far as I know, no restrictions. If you happen to come down with the wink-wink powder flu, I wouldn't blame you. And definitely recommend taking those afternoon laps. We always recommend those midweek afternoon laps for kind of the best guest experience.
Allison Palmentier, thank you so much for joining us. Ski Utah, Director of Communications.
Thanks, Allison. Good to talk to you. I know the ski resorts are excited. The skiers are super pumped as well. It looks like all the roads are open. Of course, there's always this concern about avalanche danger. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been tracking the developments on that. You can check his reporting out at kslnewsradio.com if you're heading into the backcountry on what you need to bring. But he'll be reporting throughout the afternoon right here as well at KSL News Radio. And tomorrow, Dave, is a huge day for the KSL radio and television families. We got the Giveathon. We've got the KSL Giveathon.
The KSL Giveathon.
8 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we are going to be partnering with Primary Children's Hospital, accepting donations all day long.
Let me introduce you a little bit to some of the kids that are getting such incredible care up at Primary Children's. Let's talk about Abigail. During an ultrasound in March of 2021, Alicia received the official diagnosis that her unborn daughter Abigail had spina bifida.
We got a phone call saying something was wrong with our pregnancy. And then on March 5th of 2021, it was confirmed that Abigail had spina bifida. A lot of fear. Will she be able to walk? Will she be able to talk? It's the scariest yet most rewarding journey we've been on. And we still have those highs and those lows, those emotional roller coasters. When you look at her on paper, you see more of the negatives, and then you look at her and see actually what she's doing, and you see she's going above and beyond their expectations at this point. Regardless of how her outcome is going to look, it's going to be okay. A piece of paper will not define her. I don't think it would be happening without primary children. And it was just a beautiful moment to see these physicians and primary children coming together for the well-being of one little human being. Without them doing the fetal surgery, without all of their follow-up, all of their continuation of care through physical therapy, occupational therapy, and working with our local team, it wouldn't happen if we didn't have such a good support system and backbone for her to make those milestones. Probably a week and a half after she was born, sitting in the NICU surrounded by all these doctors, I just knew that everything was going to be okay, that God put a flame and a light on her for a reason, and she's going to do amazing things. We wouldn't be where we are with her and her accomplishments without the donations from other people. And we know as our family, we couldn't have done it without primary. And the support we've seen from their community has been phenomenal.
Oh!
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna stand by you.
That's amazing. Abigail. With the help of weekly therapy appointments, Abigail is crawling and learning to pull herself up.
That adorable little army crawl,
yeah,
those little ones.
Army crawling.
I love it.
She'll continue to check in with primary children's doctors as she grows. This is a really exciting time. It's the least we can do for such a gem in our community.
Yeah, it's been something that KSL has been a part of for so many years now. If you want to donate, you can donate now by visiting kslkids.com. You know we love our texting as well, so you can text the word SMILE to 57500. What we're hoping for is 10 new movie show Smile Makers. There you go, from Doug Wright. The Smile Makers is a recurring donation that's $15 or more. We want to get that by noon. So 10 new movie show Smile Makers. If you're a fan of the movie show, go ahead and text the word SMILE to 57500.
We also want to thank J&J Garden Center. They're one of our Smile Maker sponsors, and we certainly appreciate them and their focus on this gem in our community, Primary Children's Medical Center as well. Ever take your kids to Primary Children's for anything?
Yep. Yeah, my daughter was, maybe 3 years old, had a big cut on her face after sliding down a slide.
I'm sorry.
They went in and they stitched her up to this day, because they give the kids little stuffed animals, right?
Oh.
We still have those. My son has one, and my daughter has one for times we went up to primaries.
We were frequent flyers. At Primary Children's, we were frequent flyers. It just, thankfully, we lived like to a point at a place that we could access I-215 and then just jump off at Foothill and get them there in our personal vehicles.
Frequent flyers.
We were frequent flyers. Let's see. My daughter fell off a horse when she was one. Don't judge me. When she was fine, but we got her there for that. And then my other daughter lost her finger in a door slamming accident involving my 3-year-old son protecting his Legos. They reattached her pinky finger just fine. And then there's other things I can talk about. We'll talk about tomorrow during the Give-A-Thon. It starts tomorrow morning at 8, right here on KSL News Radio. Maria, up next, we're going to check in with the prison. I missed that Kodak moment. With that stubborn tower, the prison tower that was supposed to come down, but just didn't.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.